Hi friends, welcome back to Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. This is episode 8. That means we've officially been doing this for 8 weeks straight, and that is insane to me. I actually can't even believe it. I just want to thank everyone who has returned to listen to the other episodes, who you have maybe listened to all the episodes, or maybe just one, or you're new. Just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I am so blessed. And this has been a wonderful journey, and I'm so, so touched by how many people have related or connected on some certain level. That is exactly what I intended this to do, and I can't wait for the episodes to come. You know, this week we're going to cover a harder topic, and that is grief. I know I talk a lot about like surface level topics, but I really want to go deeper this week. Because we all have experienced grief, and you could be experiencing it right now, and I would have no idea, but this is for you. It's not an accident that you're hearing this. This week's episode is, grief is just love with no place to go. I mean, grieving someone is never easy, but sometimes there is no solution to healing here on earth, but there is one in heaven. We can't escape grief, but we can walk through it. And we don't have to walk through it alone, because we can build connections through that, or we can just know immediately that God is walking through it with us, and he was always by our side. Let's name our ache, okay? I've lost, you've lost, and we all will. Like, that's the one thing about being human. It comes with both love and loss, and unfortunately, it's inevitable. In high school, I took a creative writing class, and I wrote a poem that said, "Grief feels like a heavy trench coat drenched in sorrow. You wear it everywhere, even on the brightest of days, you know, and then we think that being mad at God is the only option. It seems the only logical thing possible, and, you know, that's perfectly human to feel. And a lot of us have felt that way. Even if we're devoted Christians, there are times where we are devastated and we are angry and we think, how could you do that to us? How could you take someone that was such a light, you know? But even in your feelings, God doesn't rebuke your emotions. Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus. He knew resurrection was coming, and he still cried. And that shows us that grief is not a weakness. It's a human emotion. And even Jesus felt it. Let's start shifting our perspective. Grief is just love with no direction. But it finds us on even the happiest of days, you know. It's in when you stir your tea in the morning, or a smile or a wave across the room. It's a memory that refuses to be forgotten. The love hasn't gone away. It's that it has nowhere left to land at this point. But that's the beauty of the brokenness. You know, love doesn't die, because God is love, and everything rooted in him is eternal. I mean, 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never fails. Psalm 56:8, you keep track of all my sorrows. You've collected all my tears in your bottle. Like, your grief is seen. It's counted, it's collected. God isn't distant. He's deeply personal inside of your pain. And he's working in the background, like he's working behind the scenes, and we can't see that with the human naked eye. And when healing is in heaven, you know, sometimes it can't happen here. And that's devastating, but it doesn't mean that God didn't show up. It just means that he healed in a different place. That was safer for them. He was working behind the scenes, whether you believe it or not, or whether you see it or not. The people that we've lost, they didn't get less. They got full restoration. And that doesn't make us hurt less, but it gives our grief a little thread of hope. Jesus came to defeat death, not just spiritually, but fully. And through him, death is not the end. He is. I mean, think about the song, "Fear is not my future, you are. Death is not the end, you are." Let's look at John 14:2-3. through 3, in my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. Our grief may linger here, but so does his promise. And you're thinking, what is the purpose of grief? Grief is proof that we have loved. And love is never a waste. Even if it ends in tears or it breaks you wide open, Jesus never said life wouldn't hurt. He never said it wouldn't be hard, but he did say that he'd be with us through those things, through everything. Romans 8:18. The suffering of this present time is not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Sitting in your grief. It's okay to miss people. It's okay to grieve them and feel and go through those stages. They matter to you. You know, and Jesus doesn't rush your healing. He sits in it with you. What do we do with the leftover love? Grief is just love with no direction, right? I mean, Jamie Anderson said it best. Maybe grief doesn't lose direction, but instead it just shifts. We carry that love forward in how we live and how we remember, how we tell the stories, and how we show up for other people. In and through Christ, nothing is wasted, not even our sorrow. Maybe you've walked through something heavy. Maybe you're walking through it right now as we speak. And you think, like, I'm the only one who could possibly understand. No one else understands this. No one's gonna understand my grief because it's different. I've lost someone different than they have, or it was a different illness or a different, you know, situation, circumstance. But one day, someone else is gonna need you. Someone's gonna need that comfort. And you'll be ready to offer it, just as Jesus is offering it to you now. Maybe your grief is loud right now. Maybe it's quiet. But it's still love, and Jesus sits in it with you. He doesn't rush you. He doesn't silence you. He honors it, and he does this so we aren't alone in it, so that we aren't alone in our grief, that we aren't alone in our sorrow, because no one should be, and no one is, because we've all experienced it, even in different ways. We all know what it feels like. His intentions toward you are far more compassionate than you could ever even fathom. And sometimes, when we're going through these things, it's hard to even imagine that he could feel for us, because we think to immediately put the blame on him, when we have no idea how hard he's working behind the scenes, that he couldn't heal on earth, but he can heal in heaven. And sometimes that's just how it is. Grief can warp the days, but it'll never erase the love that we carry or that we hold for that person. You are not weak for grieving. You are living proof that love is real. So while you're in sorrow, let Jesus sit with you and understand that even though losing someone may not seem fair, you're only seeing the half of it. We cannot see him working behind the scenes, but we should always know in our hearts that he is. And no matter what happens, it is for the better. The healing that wasn't able to happen on earth happened in heaven, and it was for the better. We have to know it's for the better for that person, because we want them to heal no matter what. Whether it is on earth or in heaven, healing is offered, and you can heal from this too. Let Jesus sit with you. Let him walk with you. You're not alone. You're never alone. You're not here by accident. You're not feeling these things by accident. It's all a journey. It's all a plan. It's a testimony. It's a testament of faith. Relying on Jesus and trusting in him and having hope in him, knowing that he is working behind the scenes, even if it doesn't seem fair. Even if it doesn't seem right, even if we can't see the bright side of it right now, the suffering of this present time is not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed to us. Jesus isn't rushing your healing. He's sitting in it with you, and he's patient. He's not silencing you. He's honoring you, and he's honoring the pain. Think to yourself, have you allowed yourself to be fully honest with God about how you've been feeling, even if it means admitting that you're angry or confused? I mean, what would it look like for you to trust that healing that doesn't always mean understanding? Have you been carrying your grief alone? What would it take for you to invite someone else in, even just a little? These are all striking questions that you can use and answer in your prayers or in your conversations with God or just in general. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. This topic is harder to cover because it is a hard, topic. But it always should be discussed because it's a human experience and it's something we all feel or have felt. You are never alone. You're not listening to this by accident. I hope this helped, and I hope this can heal a little part of you that feels broken right now. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good week. Bye-bye.